Okay, so we spent two weeks on Kuf Tzadi Daled. Great, good to hear, right? So next week we're going to talk all about later. This week we're going to talk all about dam. The dam associated with later. So later causes a woman to see dam. Right, usually starting before the actual later. The contractions already usually start a woman seeing some dam. And dam continues till for a while after the birth. So I want to talk about the din of this dam. Leid itself has a tum, of course. It has a week for a zachar and 2 weeks for a nekeva. I just want to talk about the din of the dam, which also often makes more tumah than a week or 2 weeks. And I want to talk first about the din d'oraisa of the dam. Right, bottom line, today, any dam is going to require shiv nekiyah. So that's the din bottom line b'sman hazeh. But through the days of the Rishonim, that was not at all pashat, and that was not the way the halacha was in many communities. So I want to talk about the din d'oraisa, important for klaltron the din d'oraisa, and then talk about different minhagim that we have and how we deal with them the halacha.
But yeah. Only
post
the first
field after the thing. Right. So, well, it makes an afkamina for, something maybe from before the birth, the blood before the birth, then also how long a woman has to wait, right? She's still bleeding after the birth, so we'll see about how long you have to wait. Well, let's we'll get, So let's just talk first, there's the din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa, the Rambam tells us, at the beginning of Perek Vav, that there are five types of blood. Five types of blood from the Makar, with different dinim. There's some blood that's not from the Makar, there's Dam Maka, and there's green blood, but blood that's red blood being produced by the Makar, as Dam Nida, the etzem as dam nida, but has different halachos. So there's five types of dam. The first two types of dam, of course, we know are nida and zava. Not going to talk about that. But the last three types of dam are all associated with leida. So the first type of dam to talk about is dam koshi. Dam koshi is the blood that comes with contractions. Once contractions start, often bleeding starts from the makar. The blood is the placenta starts to separate from the uterine lining, and that causes a bleeding. So that's dam koshi. So it has a unique din. The din of dam koshi is bimei nida nida, bimei ziva tahora. Interesting type of din. That bimei nida means what nida always means, that she's seeing this as her first re'iyah. She's gone a long time without seeing blood, right? Your standard pregnant woman, some women see blood when they're pregnant. Most women don't see any blood. And she hasn't seen blood until now, and now she sees blood. So then she's, of course, the Bimei Nida, because she hasn't recently seen blood. And Bimei Nida, the blood she sees will be Dam Nida. What? L'chayr will still be Dam Nida, but we'll talk about it later. Yeah, the Rambam Shita and Chilk Nida ends up. That'll always be Dam Nida, and she'll be Tamei from that. However, Bimei Ziva, she's Tahora. How are you Bimei Ziva? If you have a woman who, let's say, sees blood while she's pregnant, some women see blood occasionally when they're pregnant, she sees blood, and then 8 days later, she starts giving birth. She goes into labor, she's having contractions, and she's bleeding. So now she's not Bimei Nida, now she's Bimei Ziva. So the din min hatayra is that she's Tahora. She's Tahora And the Gemara tells us that is the Gzeiras HaKasev, that by Ziva, the Torah uses Lashon Dama, that her Dama, her blood is flowing. So it says her blood machmas atzma v'lo machmas vlad. The bleeding, by contraction, is happening because of the vlad. It's not natural in the way that regular zivus or nidus is natural. So it's machmas vlad. So that makes a kula legabe ziva, that the woman does not become a zava. Now that miyat of dama machmas atzma v'lo machmas vlad was said dafka legabe the din of zava. But legabe the din of nida, she still becomes a nida. The svara behind that, l'chayr could be, is that nida is any type of bleeding, any healthy bleeding. She's menstruating, so too childbirth is also, her childbirth is almost a super, it's almost like part of menstruation. It's the actual menstruation is that the egg didn't get fertilized, so it's put out without being fertilized. Pregnancy is like the ultimate menstruation, is that the body is dispelling all the placenta, the blood nourishing the vlad and the vlad itself. So that's nida, it makes nida, but zava is some type of sickness, and there's a miyat in the din of zava of dam machmas atzma v'lo machmas vlad. The pella is, what's really strange here, and really a straight zeres hakasev, is that the woman's actually tahora. It's a little bit strange, because it's, biologically, of course, the bleeding is the same bleeding whether she's bimeiz nido or whether she's bimeiz ziva. She's having blood for the same reason, machmas vlad. Afal pikein, the din nida, the chil between nida and zav is gzeres hakasev. And since she's not bimeiz nida, she's bimeiz ziva, the male of the dam's tahar. Dam's tahar, meaning she's mamish on a d'raisa level, completely tahora. So that's the din of dam koshi. So dam koshi basically could only produce nidus. It can't produce zivas. The only way a woman could be a zava at the time she gives birth is if she became a zava before the kishu started. Let's say she sees dam when she's pregnant, and then 8 days later she sees blood, and day 8, 9, 10, she sees blood, she becomes a Zava Gedola, and afterwards she starts contractions. So now she's starting contractions and bleeding, so the Koshi, it won't make Zivas, but the Maisa, she's a Zava from before. Now there's a question, what's the din? The Gemara talks about what's the din of the Dam Koshi. Let's say she is a Zava before, she's counting Shiv Nikiyim, and along comes Dam Koshi, right? She became a Zava, she's counting day 1, 2, 3, and then the baby starts coming and she starts having Dam Koshi. So the Gemara says that the Dam is not Sosa, meaning she keeps her 3 days. So in most Rishon learn the Gemara, she keeps 3 days of Nikiyim, she has Koshi, and Koshi, so it's not Tuma, but it's also not Tahar, it has some level of tuma to it. Most Rishonim say that it doesn't count as a clean day. You can't count it as a clean day when she's seeing blood, but it also is not Soser, and therefore, after the Dam Koshi stops, then she could start renew her count from day 4. Rambam actually holds that Dam Koshi's Ola, and she just keeps counting. She keeps counting and ignores the fact that she's seeing Dam Koshi. But most Rishonim say that Dam Koshi, Bimei Ziva, it doesn't make a Ziva, and not only that, it's not Sosa, Herman, and Shiv Nakiyim, just you won't be able to count that day. We're just talking Din Teraisa, we understand Din Teraisa. Now, after she gives birth, and then she is like a Nida. It's a Din Leida, the Torah says a Leida is Tamei, good for Torah. Zachar, she's tame 1 week as a nida, and Nekeva has 2 weeks tame as a nida. Yeah.
This is a new category in the Rambam.
New category. Okay, this is his fourth category of dam. Is dam leida. Dam leida is certainly tame. She's tame because she gave birth, and giving birth makes her tame like a nida. But it's like a nida. A nida, min ha-tayra, does not need shiv nekiyim. So to this, there's no need for shiv nekiyim. There's no real nafka mina whether she sees dam or not. It makes no difference. The only way it would make a nafka mina if she sees dam or not when she's in zivus. If she gave birth while she was a zava, right? The way we described before that's possible. To give birth when she is a zava, and now she's counting shiv nekiyim. So then the question is if she has blood, it makes a nafka mina that she cannot count that day for shiv nekiyim. And this even the Rambam agrees that if she sees blood, bimei leida, she can't count that for shiv nekiyim. That won't count as shiv nekiyim. It's more chamor than dam koshi in that way. It can't be counted for shiv nekiyim. Tosus actually holds it will be Soster and Shiv Nekiyim. I don't believe so. I believe the Rambam holds that in Yimei Leida you count days. You count the clean days. Meaning the days that there's no blood are Ola. But the Yimei Ziva, the Yimei Leida Sheroa Behem isn't Ola and it isn't Sosa. Okay, so Kitzer doesn't need Shiv in the Kiyum and Atayra. Really makes no nafgamina except for this issue of will it count towards her sphere of Shiv in the Kiyum of Yoledis Bezov. The fifth type of dam is dam tohar. From after 7 days for a zachar until day 40, and after day 14 till day 80 for a nekeva, the dam is tahar. And memele will not cause any tumma, will only make a nafgamina legabe strirshiv nekiyim. Because dam tahar, even though it's actually tahar, will not cause any tumma, but legabe her minin of shiv nekiyim, legabe that. The halacha is that it's eino olav eino soser. It won't be counted and it won't be soser. So it makes a nafgamina before she comes tar the first time. So just to say min hatayra, where we are here, 99% of women are not yoledes bezov. The meila, they min hatayra, they wait 7 days after giving birth to a boy, and they could go to the mikvah. Even though they're seeing blood, that's okay, because the blood is dam tohar, and dam tohar is not ola for shiv nekiyim, but they don't need shiv nekiyim, so they could just go to the mikvah. And therefore, min hatayra, after she goes to the mikvah, if she sees dam again, it's 80 days for nekeva, if any time within those 80 days she sees dam again, it's fine. She could have bia while she is flowing the dam. There's no problem b'chlan. So that is halacha. Okay, so this is the d'oraisa. Now that d'oraisa, was there any chumrah in this d'oraisa? So in the Gemara, we don't see any chumrah. Right, the raya from the Gemara, there's no chumrah. It's just the Gemara doesn't mention any chumrah. The Gemara talks about all these dinim and never brings in anything to do with chumrah to Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira, so he, of course, aser nida like a zava. But the Gemara doesn't mention anything about these categories, about dam tohar or dam koshi. It doesn't mention anything that there's any chumrah that we should consider a woman yoledes bezov in any case other than the din d'oraisa. And there's a big svara that should be the case. The svara is that Rabbi Zeir was machmer because of fear of confusion of nidus and zivas. Nidus and ziva are exactly identical. The bleeding is exactly identical. Feels, looks, you know, the same. You ask a doctor, he might even tell you it's the same exact thing. It makes no, there's no biological difference going on. There's no way to distinguish except for the fact that she knows where she's holding. Whereas by Dam Koshi is extremely noticeable, right? We talk about her gushes, very light events, very subtle, right? But anyone who's been in a room with a woman giving birth, Koshi is not subtle, anything but subtle. And there's really no way of confusing it. And there's no way for Koshi to make Zivas. Can't make a woman to Zivas. It can only make Nidas. It's either Nida or Tahora. There's no side of Koshi. The only way she could be Tame Zava would be without Koshi. Without Koshi, you could have confusion. But with Koshi, so that's a very clear type of heter, that it's coming Machmas Vlad, and there's no din of Zivas Machmas Vlad. So even though Rav Zeir normally likes to say that a Tipus Dam is Zava, even when it's not, but Dam Koshi, there's no reason for Rosi Stroll to be Machmer, because Dam Koshi can't be Zava, can't possibly make Zava. Regardless of whether she was. Even if she was to be made Ziva, she still wouldn't be a Zava. Right? Lehefek, she'd be Tar. The worst she could be is Nida. The worst possibility is Nida. So worst possibility is Nida, so don't be ghost or anything. So be made the Gaonim, it seems like in May the Gaonim, this is actually how things were kept. In the Sheltos, it brings it in of these Damim and doesn't say any chumrah whatsoever. In the Mordechai, he quotes from Rav Yudoigon that even with Bisman Hazeh, we have the heter not only of Dam Tor, but also the din of Dam Koshi. He says Dam Koshi is a heter, and even if it was be may Zava, it wouldn't make her a Zava, and therefore we'll just make her a Nida, and therefore a woman would never be a Ledes B'Zova and will never need Shiv Nekiyim unless she actually became a Zava and was in Shiv Nekiyim before her Koshi started. And therefore, your standard case, 99% of women, the May, the Gaonim, at least the earlier Gaonim, were going to the mikveh, just like the Torah said, on day 8. Day 8 to the birth of a Zachar. Yeah.
I'm just clarifying. When he says that we follow the Torah by Dam Koshi, so he means also Dam Leida.
Also,
if she has a lady of Isha.
Yeah, he brings it to Dam Torah also. Oh, late. What do you mean? If it's a lady without, well,
no,
a lady is with Tam Leida Reisa.
That's what she only had. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm saying, he's not saying that if she only saw Dam Koshi, but then the leader didn't have any Dam with it, then
she'll be Tar. No, right, of course. Once she has leader,
Dam leader, that she has any Dam Koshi.
Right. Dam Leida will not require Shiv Nekiyah. Right, that's what he says.
Dam Leida,
Koshi and Leida will not require Shiv Nekiyah. And Dam Torah will be Tar Lagamri. So the Baal Hamor also writes this. The Baal Hamor writes this in Selah Machlokas. He says that in Achinam there are other minhagim we see. He says, but don't think any of our minhagim have anything to do with Rav Zeir. Rav Zeir was never goes on any of this.
In what?
In the Sel HaMachlokas. The Baal Amor is a Sagos on the Baal Nefesh of the Raivit. So Sel HaMachlokas.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. So the Baal Amor writes there that Rav Zeir has nothing to do in being Machman Izinyanim at all. It's all later Minhagim. So the first one we see being Machmer, or one of the first being Machmer, is Rav Tzemach Gaon, brought by the Mordechai. The Mordechai, he brings Rav Yehudai Gaon, who's Mekel, but he says Rav Tzemach Gaon had a Chumrah. Not about Dam Tohar, but about Dam Koshi. And he had a Chumrah, nothing to do with Rav Zeir. He had his own Chumrah. He says that we have to be Machmer and Koshi, because we have a fear with Koshi that we're going to make a mistake, because there's a din of forced labor. The Gemara tells us that Koshi is only Tahar, Bimei Zivus, if it actually produces a baby at the end. But a koshi that does not produce a baby, right, the simplest way for that to happen is that she stops. She stops having koshi. She's having contraction, and the contractions stop. And it stops for a day, and then afterwards she gives birth. Maybe afterwards contractions restart, but a forced labor will not have any kula of dam koshi. And in Mela, it could create a zava. And therefore, since we are machmer that any dam that's not the koshi, we're machmer to treat it as a zava, Mishum Rabbi Zeira. So therefore, hu adinami dam koshi, he says, since we're gozer koshi atu shofi, which is non-koshi, we're worried about this forced labor, that maybe we're wrong, we think it's koshi, it's really not koshi. So, Mamela, he says, Ramachmir, to assume that a woman who sees Dam Koshi will be considered to be a Yoledis Bezov, she will be considered to be a Zava going into childbirth, and Mamela shall need Shivanakiyam. Right, and once she needs Shivanakiyam, so then Dam Leda is not Ola for Shivanakiyam, and Dam Tower also, until she's. Is not Ola for Shiv and Nakiyam, and Mimela, she'll have to get Shiv and Nakiyam. She'll have to make Shiv and Nakiyam, at least not Ritzufim, but she'll need Shiv and Nakiyam. She'll need a Shiv and Nakiyam. If she gets Shiv and Nakiyam and goes to the mikvah, so then there still will be a heter of Dam Tohar. There still will be a heter that the blood that she sees in the days of Tohar will be Tohar. But until she gets the Shiv Nakiyam, she has a problem because Dam Torah, even Dam Torah doesn't work to be Ola for a day of Nakiyam. So that was the Chumra of Rav Tzemach Gaon, and it's brought by the Rush. And in the Rush, when he brings it, and the Torah, when he brings it, they put this together with the Chumra of Rabbi Zeira. They say this as if it was the Chumra of Rabbi Zeira. Pashas, the Balmor, is right. It's not Mamash Chumra to Rav Zeira. Balmor actually writes, he says, when you see them writing that this has something to do with Chumra de Rav Zeira, it's just an asmachta. They're using Rav Zeira as an asmachta for this Chumra. Really, this Chumra is not really Rav Zeira's Chumra. This is really a Chumra of after Yimei HaGemara. But Lamaisa, in the Rishonim who bring it, they just bring it stam as we're machmer to say all of our yoldos are considered yoldos bezov. The way the Rush says that he adds on an extra chum, he says even if there was no blood, even if there was no dam koshi, we're still machmer and we consider her yoledes v'zov as a extra chumr, because since for sure there's some bleeding right when the kever is poseach, even before the baby comes out, so there for sure there's going to be some bleeding, so we're machmer on that blood also. And in that blood also, it's a little bit funny to understand why we should be machmer, because that blood, of course, is the machmas vlad. But the only reason the blood's coming, the only way you know the blood's coming is because it's machmas vlad. FLP came, the rush was machmer. So therefore, that's a chumra.
It's clear that they're not saying that someone came to say Mishad
in saying what? In Rabbi Zeira?
He was saying it's in Rabbi Zeira. I mean, it's clear that he was set.
Well, he says. But Tzemach Gaon says, because we're going to mix up koshi with shofi.
Okay, but maybe he's not saying that
it didn't sound like it was Rav Zeira. Uh-huh. The way I remember it, later Shainu bring it as having to do with Rabbi Zeira. But the Pasha's not also, because how could earlier Gaonim not have mentioned it? It's also funny that the Gemara didn't mention it. So it's conceivable. It's conceivable, but Pashas not. I like what the Baal Mar says, that he says, even the ones who say it, they don't really mean it. They're just using it as an asmachta. Maybe it's not true, maybe they didn't mean it, but it's, okay. Now, Dam Tohar, so that is not mentioned. Dam Tohar, In Rishonim, so the Ramban, there's actually a Ramban who claims that even Dam Torah is part of Chumrat Ravi Zeira. But the other Rishonim don't say that. Even the Rishonim who are machmor on Dam Torah, they don't suggest such a thing, because it's clearly a later gezeira. And the reason it's clearly a later gezeira is because at least half the Rishonim were bo'al al Dam Torah. Right? In France, in Germany, in England, the Rishonim, right, their minhag was that they were bo'al on Dam Torah. Sephardic countries seem at an earlier point staff being bo'al on Dam Torah. They started being machmir that they should keep this also as a chumra. the Rosh, the Sefer Truma, the Smag, Rabbi Lutam, the Maram, they all write that they were bowl, in their areas they did not keep, they didn't see a reason to keep any chumra on Dam Torah.
After
Shivnakim, meaning they had to get a good Shivnakim, because they did hold by the chumra of Rav Tzemach Gon, so they had to get a good Shivnakim. But after they got the good Shiva Nakiyim, they went to the mikvah, and that was going to the mikvah was the Raisa, because mikvah for having a baby requires tefillah and atayra. So the delay, the Shiva Nakiyim, was a minhag, but the etzim tefillah was the Raisa. And after that, if they saw blood, they paid no attention to it. They still, yeah?
Does anybody have like an estimation about how long, like, on average, it would take?
For the bleeding to stop?
Yeah, like for the average woman.
For the average woman, it's about 6 weeks. Till they get a good shiv nakiyah.
Not connected to each other.
Well, we're machmer to nirutzufim, as we'll see shortly. But if you didn't hold the nirutzufim, when you didn't hold that, so it probably could be a little bit earlier, but only a little bit earlier.
Because they're bleeding.
Because basically they're bleeding for about five weeks or so.
Right.
So sometimes it's less. Sometimes it's a lot less. You know, it really.
So like the step between this first chumra and the other chumra is not going to be so big if like once you say that you should nakiyim, you're going to be knocked out for.
Right. Probably the biggest nafkamina is the gabe and the keva. If she sees Dam after going to the Mecca.
Right.
Why? Because usually a woman doesn't get her period back so fast, but sometimes the blood starts up again. So it starts up, and she's still in 80 days, so it's a good cooler.
Right.
It would have been a cooler. You'd have a cooler. So the Beis Yosef writes that in his times, he thinks even Ashkenazi countries have started keeping Dam Tohar. The Bach, right, said he thinks that the heter of Dam Torah is still a good heter. After the Bach, though, I didn't see anyone saying, quoting any minhag of not keeping this chumra. So this chumra basically became universal, at least after the times of the Bach.
Minigrisk.
What?
Minigrisk.
Minigrisk?
Bach was the Rav Grisk.
Oh, okay. So, fine. So that's the din. It's a minhag, but it's a later minhag. So how do we deal with this? I'm saying this all because it's Stam Yagel Torah V'yada. We should know, we're learning Nida, we should know the Halacha. And our Torah, but also it makes a difference, knowing if it's a minhag or not. A minhag, you know, we mentioned at the beginning of the year, there's a difference between a minhag and a drabanan. We mentioned at the beginning of the year about the minhag of Bnos Yisrael. We mentioned that it could be there's a machlokis, the tokif of that minhag. But the Rambam seems to say a minhag could have the tokif of a drabbanon and have lo sasser. Whereas Rashi said, no, a minhag doesn't have a din of lo sasser. Even if it's a minhag of Kol Yisrael, even if it's a minhag that was put into effect with encouragement of Gedol Yisrael. What's interesting, the Rambam writes, even though he says that a minhag can make a din drabbanon, but he says that's only until Chasimus HaTalmud. Ravina Rav Ashi Sofara. And after that time, our minhagim do not have dinim of lo sasser, like Kitnius. Kitnius is in Poshup in all Klal Yisrael. But even a minhag which is Poshup in all Klal Yisrael, such as Dam Torah, which today all parts of Klal Yisrael accept it, Lamaisa is still a minhag. You can't tell him it's a din drabbanon. That it's a full-fledged din drabbanon, because even the Rambam would say it's after Chasimus HaTalmud. So what do we do? How do we treat this minhag? So Rav Avadia Yosef talks about this extensively, and he's a fan of being very makel here. He really goes further than anyone else in being Mekel. His main tshuva is in Yabia Omer Chelek Dalet Siman Yud Beis. He says he doesn't believe we should be so machmer here. Don't get so extreme with Menhagim. You know, keeping Menhagim, kidneys is so chamer by people. Don't keep it so chamer. Dam Torah. Don't keep Dam Torah so chamer. Don't be so chamer here. He says the reason not to be so chamer, he says because you're not allowed to be. It's also to be so machmer. It's also to be machmer here. He says because we know there's a yisoid, there's Tosis in Ezel Nashach. It says a well known yisoid. He says you're not allowed to be machmer and create an iser on something that the Torah, the Feirush, tells you is mutter. I mean, even if we were Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan themselves, even the Man Chazal, the Rabbanan, would not have the right to make a complete Isser on Dam Torah. Tosfos in Ezra Neshach, he's talking about the din of giving ribbis to Gayim. So Rav Huna says, one should not lend on ribbis to Gayim, because it's not good, you'll learn from it, it'll desensitize you, something like that. You shouldn't give ribbis to Gayim. So the Gemara says, how could you say that? It's the Feirush that it's mutter to give ribbis to Gayim, because it says, l'nachri tashach, that you're allowed to give ribbis to a Gayim. The way the Gemara is generally understood is that means that it's mutter. The pasuk tells the Feirush it's mutter to give ribbis to a guy. So if it's mutter to give ribbis to the guy, how could Rav Huna possibly say that you can't give ribbis to a guy? And he's going against the pasuk. So the Gemara answers that Ein Chinami Rav Huna na. Didn't give up, didn't mamash aser giving ribbis to the guy. He just said it's better not to give ribbis to the guy. But if someone was dachuk for money, kidei chayiv, they really need money, so then they're allowed to give ribbis to, they're allowed to take ribbis from a guy. If it's needed, it's really needed, but it's not such a lechatchila thing to give, to take ribbis from a guy. You could always give ribbis to a guy, but to take ribbis from a guy, to be a money lender, it's not a good job. But he didn't mean to say it was mamash aser. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos says, what's the Gemara talking about? What did the Gemara think? And what was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara thought Rav Huna was saying it's aser min hatayra to take ribbis from Gayim, meaning the Gemara mamash thought Rav Huna didn't know the pasuk about Nachri Tashlech. Rav Huna had a different shita. He held it's Asur Min HaTaira. Why? He says, of course the Gemara didn't think that. The Gemara understood that if Rav Huna was asking, he was asking with Rabbanan. So what's bothering the Gemara? What's the Gemara saying? Oh, you're going against the pasuk. The pasuk is Nachri Tashlech. Of course he's saying it's the Rabbanan. What was the kasha? And the Gemara answers, yeah, of course Rav Huna didn't ask for giving ribbis to a guy. Taking ribbis from a guy. How did the Gemara know that? Maybe midrabbanan is not to take ribbis from a guy. Okay, he knew the pasuk directs. What's the Gemara saying that? No, of course, his master taking ribbis from a guy. He just meant it's not a chatchila profession. Okay, how did the Gemara know that? So Tosha says this tremendous yisai. He says tremendous yisai is that in a chinam, of course, Rav Huna knew the pasuk in Chumash. No one thought that Rav Huna was saying that the Torah asks taking ribbis from a guy. Rather, the Gemara understood Rav Huna said, "Midrabbanan one should take ribbis from Gayim," and on that the Gemara asked, "You can't possibly ask for something that the Torah says b'feirush is mutter. The Torah says b'feirush l'nachri tashach. You can't possibly ask it." So the Gemara answers, "No, Rav Huna didn't manage to ask it. He said it's better not to do it. You shouldn't do it, but if it's really needed, it's mutter." But Avada, he couldn't have. The Gemara understands you can't manage to ask it. So if it says Rav Avadya, so too by Dam Torah. The pasuk says What does it say? It says, "V'shishim yom v'sheishis yom teishiv v'mei tahara." For 66 years, she should sit v'mei tahara. She should be tahar. So how could he possibly tell him she's tummy? He said, "No, it doesn't mean it's not tummy. It means it's a minute that we don't want to. It's better not to do it. But don't think it's a mamish adin. Don't treat it like it's mamish adin." What? Okay, you're right. That's true. That's true. But they'd have to have a reason to do that, and it definitely wouldn't work with the minhag. Meaning that if actually Chazal.
There's a clear difference in
the case of yeah. I'll just mention a number of achron we find who show that they really treat this. It's just a minhag. Don't think this is any more than a good thing to do. It's not like a real isser. As a shaila and the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda Tinyana, the end of Simin Tzadivav. Someone asked him, someone sent him a shaila, that he was having beer with his wife, B'Mei Tohar, and he found down on himself after beer, and he felt terrible. Because he, for being Boal Nida, even we made Tar, but the Maestro we treated as a Nida, so he felt terrible. And he wanted to know what sort of tshuva does he have to do? What should he do for tshuva? So the Noida Yehuda was very nice to him, and he writes back, "You don't have to do tshuva. At least for this, you don't have to do tshuva." Bechlau. He said, "Not only do you not have to do tshuva," he said, "even if you would know about it in the middle of beer, you could finish the beer. Finish the beer." He says the minhag isn't machayev such as the zehiras. It's a minhag. It's mutter. It's mutter. Minhag. It's a nice thing to do. It's the right thing to do. But don't think that you need tshuva for it. Don't think that you, in the middle of beer, this would not be a reason to stop having beer. The agvas nefesh and the mitzvahs of ona. Hurtful for his wife, hurtful for him, whatever, that would be enough to make hatter. Like Dambasu. It's the Rechad Arche Noam, this isn't a din, and therefore you've gone too far. Another makom we see this issue comes up in Simkov Tzadi in Sif Mem Beis. The Shulchan Aruch is talking, Rishonim talk about that there's a din in the Gemara that if two women are sharing a beged and they find a kesem and it's a suffix who the kesem came from, and one woman was b'mei tahara and one woman was regular woman who was right to see nidus. So since we don't know who the kesem comes from, the Gemara tells us be told on the woman who's b'mei tahara. Because if you're told on the woman who's made tahara, male she's going to be tahar. And the mela, we want to go lakula, because some of them are lakula, and therefore there's a way to be told on one woman will come at a kula. So therefore, be told lakula. Say there's no tumhe bachlal, this is dam tawar, and dam tawar. So right, certainly in the days of the Gemara, was mamash dam tahar. So comes the Ramban, and the Ramban writes Lashitasa. I told you, the Ramban is the one Rishon who claims that Dam Torah is actually part of the Chumash Rav Zeira. So the Ramban writes that this Heter, this Tliya, only applies Bimei Chazal, and Chazal apparently was talking about before Chumash of Benos Yisrael. But now that we're knowing the Chumash of Benos Yisrael, a little bit shver how the Gemara was only talking about before Chumash of Benos Yisrael, but now that we keep the Chumar of Benos Yisrael, the Mela, whether it's Dam Torah or not Dam Torah, still Tamei. And since either way, the Kesem is going to be Tamei. So the Mela, you can't toll on one woman, and therefore you have to Tamei both women. That's what Rabban holds. So Rabban clearly not holding like we're saying, holding that Dam Torah is actually Dindra Banan. However, the Rashba. He's really a Das Yachta in this Das Yachta, and the Rashba says what we accept la halacha, which is that even Bizman Hazer we could be tola on the woman who's Badam Tohar, because Be'etzem, by being tola on her, we're being Metaha the Dam. So therefore we're tola Kesem on the woman in Yimei Tohar. Ah, the woman's gonna say, well, I keep the chumrah that Bimei Achronim we were Makabal, that we're all Makabal to act Badam Tohar Ki'ilu, we're actually Tameh. Okay, so you're keeping Minhagim. You want to do your Minhagim. But Be'etzem, we're saying you're Tahar. And since Be'etzem, we're saying you're Tahar, therefore, that allows us to be Tola on the woman be made Tahar. And therefore, to be Metaher, the woman who's be made Nidus. Right? So just what comes out from this clear, L'chayr, is that at least L'halacha, we treat them Tahar really purely as a minhag. Yeah.
Maybe I missed this, but maybe said the river value is further than other people.
Yeah.
Did Rabbi give a
I had a good example. I'm going to get back to him. Before I say what he said, because it's so extreme, I want to show that there's some precedence. Yeah.
Is the general psak of the Yehuda as far as such a thing that like the
Yehuda? Such a thing I don't think ever happens. Because.
How would you know?
We make the Gemara, it seems like people. Somehow. Oh, so it's brought. No. It's a good question. Rav Avadia also talks about it. The Piskei Tshuva, he quotes from. Piskei Tshuva quotes a cholik. The Nachlas Tzvia, I believe, is cholik. Rav Avadia says he likes to know the Behuda.
Now, I'm just wondering, give us a lot of so according to you, do you have to be Kresh Gerimas? Because they don't have these stars.
So you have to be perfect. So just like we had Claire by Dam Sulem.
Right,
then Avadia could be Gomer, but do you see even further than that? I'd have to look at
the question.
Right. Here there's no Heter, right. I would say you would have to push Bay from Mace. I would say. I'd have to look back to see what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
I'll just say another place this comes up, this sort of issue comes up. The Shach in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sifkat and Bays. So, he's talking about an issue of Tvila on Shabbos. So there's a din, the din doesn't really stand, halakha l'maisa really make on this din, but there's a din brought that many hold by, there are posts who hold by, that a woman's only allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos if she couldn't go from before Shabbos. I mean, let's say a woman was tahar. She really could have gone Friday, and she somehow forgot, or she wasn't able to. Come Shabbos, she shouldn't go to the mikvah, as like a knas or something, as the same, because really going to the mikvah on Shabbos, there's a kula involved, which is that it's near kibbutaki and mana. It looks like a tikkun mana. So we're not going to talk about that issue right now, but we'll just say that the makom mitzvah is mutter. And therefore, if it's new, it's a mitzvah, it had to be that way, so therefore we allow tefillah on Shabbos. The Shach says that if a woman was tameh only mishum dam tohar, and she wasn't going to, she really couldn't go into the mikvah after day 14, but she's not going because she kept seeing dam tohar. So says the Shach, that's considered that she could have gone earlier. She could have gone earlier. She was Machma and Dam Tor. Sorry, I'm saying it wrong because if it's Dam Tor, if she was Yoledis Bezov, I think he says it even in that case. I think the Shach said, I have to recheck. The Shach said, I think even in that case. He says, since she was only, it was only the Minhag, And since it's only a minute that she's delaying going to the mikvah, so even though now, according to the accepted halacha, the first time she should, could have gone to the mikvah is Shabbos, afal pikev, you don't let her go to the mikvah on Shabbos.
Knas?
He's...
So you're saying it's a knas that you let her go see knas?
No letter
go before, so I
give her a class. I admit it's strange. I admit that it's strange. Honestly, the Dagmar Vava there, who does Takachol, it's Lola Halacha. I'm telling you, it's Lola Halacha. Dagmar Vava writes against this. This is not La Halacha, but the Musug of the Shach is still, I just mentioned that Musug, that he's saying a Ki'ilu. I don't really hear it. I don't hear how you say it on any level. How could he say that you sort of like knas the lady because she was doing what she's supposed to do. But Lamaisi says this is considered she could have been Tovol earlier. Whatever it is, just bringing out of the Shach this Nakuda. Now, Rav Avadia is the one who I told you goes the most Mekel, so I'll just tell you what he says. L'halacha, just to say what he says, but not L'halacha. And he goes through a what? Maybe for Svarim would do this. He says an extreme kula. He says a kula, he says, he quotes from Shimon Sofer, a grandson of the Chassam Sofer. He says not to keep down Tohar on a Kesem. He says only on a Re'iyah. He gets this based on a Rambam. It's a Rambam who holds that the Chumrah of Rabbi Zeira only applies to a Re'iyah, not a Kesem. Of course, this Rambam you probably haven't heard of because we don't hold like this Rambam. But the Rambam said, even the Chumrah of Rav Zeira, that was only said about Re'iyah, but on a Kesem, we never make such a Chumrah. So the Rav Adis wants to say that by Dam Torah, we could rely like that Rambam, and assume that a Kesem is just a Kesem, and it's Dam Torah, don't even have the Minug. He says as a Tzad, what? He says as a Tzad, in Tarsat Bais, he quotes him, he says, it's Nachan L'Hachmer, unless you have another Tzad Kula. The Kosa says as a tzad, a real tzad of kula, not to say dam tor on ksamim. It would almost do away with dam tor because dam tor is basically always ksamim. Not always.
But he says you can't do it unless you have two.
He says it's nachon, lashon nachon. But he says it as a real tzad of kula. Another kula he mentions, also not la halacha, this is not normative halacha. He says he thinks that Ashkenazim should do away with the 5-day waiting period for Dam Torah. He says, Dam Torah, why take all of our chumras together? Why put all our chumras together? L'maisa is not accepted. L'maisa, this isn't... In 5 days. They should just say, like...
How would that be?
What? She went to the mikvah. She went to the mikvah. And after going to the mikvah, she sees Dam Torah. And now, we want to say she has to wait 5 days of Shimsha, Halov Shimsha. I wouldn't get to this yet, so whatever, but just trust me at this point, it's been 5 days. Mamela, he wants to basically be very makel with this din. Halachal Maisa is not accepted. What is accepted is that...
You say after 4 days?
There's a lot of room to be, what?
You say after 4 days, or says...
No, if you're Shimsha, wait 72 hours. So this rule... I don't know if even Sfarim accept this. You know, in the Ashkenazi world, I'll just tell you what's basically halacha, is that we don't say such obvious differences. You know, it's always a very scary eight to start passing differently. You know, stam to Baal Batim because this whole chum of Dam Torah is based on the idea that maybe it'll be machlish people's hakar of the chum of Nida. But much more dangerous to me seems like if you start passing Dam Torah with all sorts of kulas in it, so people will think, oh, this is all just chumras. You know, like hargashas. So I had a little bit of an atiyah, even though I'm pretty machmor on hargashas. But in Dam Torah, let me be more mekel. Let's consider it's very dangerous to do that because you can't explain the shoal all of your cheshbonos, and you end up really misleading people. So obvious differences, I think, I wouldn't suggest. What you could suggest though is less obvious differences or kulas kulas, and also how you keep shiv nakiyim. You know, one big problem with Dam Torah that makes it, I think, very often take longer than it has to, is that part of Dam Torah is taka, that there's dam there, but another part of it is that there's a lot of dam maka. Often after childbirth, the whole area, the cervix down, is very irritated, and there's a lot of dam maka going on. So mamela, you want to be machmer on the basic minug of keeping dam Torah, but you don't want to start being machmer and all the really just being machmer on shtusa. It's really dam Torah and how you're gonna dam maka. It's not coming from the makor b'chlal. So in that, you know, we didn't do Helchel Shiv Nakiyim, but in Shiv Nakiyim, there's a lot to make a line. You know, how many bedikos, how deep the bedikos go. There's what to do to try to help people out, to try to... What? And, oh, and maybe that's the biggest difference. The biggest difference, I would say, is to hide from Dam Torah. Right? Dam Torah, certainly after she went to the mikvah, and now she's in 80 days. So normally, many say, I would also say, don't wear black underwear. Don't try to wear black underwear. Don't definitely don't wear a black pad to get out of nida. So you won't even know about nida. By dam Torah, there's no reason for that to be machmer like that. It's really tahar.
For sure, colors
she could wear. But I'm saying she could even wear the colors that they tell you not to wear. Like they tell you don't wear red, because you won't even notice it. Good, don't notice it. There's no reason to worry about it. There's no reason to notice it. So try to, you know, try to guide people to have tara there. Okay, last issue to talk about here.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right about that. So you shouldn't do it unless the person's, you could tell them to. You could explain it to them. Yeah, only do it if you could explain it to them. Yeah, you're right about that.
Colors are
sphakos. You could definitely be more mako.
Yeah.
Okay, but also explain to the person. Definitely explain it.
I don't know if they're like, you know, that other person. Like, I know me not having one, like, tomorrow I'll say that, but it's like whatever the rabbi says you do. Like,
you don't have to explain
like,
anything.
Like,
okay, fine.
Like, oh,
yeah,
like, the shape of brown. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, people don't know Maris Bechlal, I think it's all just like Kishav or something, you're just like... Right, so then you can just tell them whatever, right, okay. So one last issue here, a more lamdisha issue, is what about bracha? So the first time a woman goes to the mikveh after having a baby, of course she makes a bracha, because there's tumah d'raisa of leida. What about afterwards, when she's already gone to the mikveh, and then she sees a dam tohar at a time that she's otherwise tahar? And now she goes to the mikveh just because of dam Torah. Will she make a bracha on the tefillah? It's more along the shayla. Rav Avadia says she should not make a bracha. Pashut, he says, he really says even for Ashkenazim, but certainly for Sfaradim they shouldn't make a bracha, because Sfaradim have a klal that they don't make brachos on minhagim. Sfaradim don't make bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, even though that's a minhag kadmonim. Okay. All right. So whatever that is, maybe that's more than a minhag. But the Rosh Chodesh Halal, which we would think is we make Chazal, and the Lameis is called a minhag. Lameis, they don't make a bracha. So Kol Shekhin Rav Avadia says this sort of a minhag of Dam Torah, a later minhag of Achronim, so we're not going to make a bracha. Now what about Ashkenazim? Should they make a bracha? So Pashas would say, yes, we do make a bracha on Halal. The Noid of Yehuda, it also running nicely with the Shitasar, this is in the Dagal Mervava. So the Noidi Behuda says, you don't make a bracha. No bracha, even for Ashkenazim. And he says a very pashit, not very pashit, but a prepa, but he says it has like this. He says, why do Ashkenazim make a bracha on halal? They make a bracha on halal because be'etzem halal is a mitzvah. On other days it's a mitzvah. And halal, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he says, you make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh because be'etzem it's a mitzvah, it's a chefs of halal. Right? Halal is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on Rosh Chodesh, you're also saying halal and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On some days it's a mitzvah. On Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah is only mishum minhag. But l'maisa, it is a minhag, and it is be'etzem a mitzvah. So we treat it as if it's a mitzvah. You can say a bracha, asher kedishanu, v'sois v'tzivanu, likros a halal, because it's a chefsa of mitzvah here. A chefsa of mitzvah. But the Noda Behuda says, what about to go to the mikvah for Dam Torah? Is there any chefs of mitzvah there? So he says, no, there's no chefs of mitzvah there, bachlal, because she's tahar. A tahar woman going to the mikvah, you can't call that a chefs of mitzvah. The woman's tahar. She's tahar. She's not tamei d'rabbanan. She's tahar. There's a minhag to treat it as if she was tamei. But you can't tell me she's tamei. She is tahar. If she touched truma, the truma would be tahar. We have a chumrah, but a minute. But there's no chefsa of tahara going on here. He says since there's no chefsa of tahara going on here, you're taking a tahar woman and making her tahar and going to the mikvah. So you do it. We do it. It's the minhag. But there's no bracha. You can't call that something that has a chefsa of a mitzvah. It's a matter, it's not even a matter. It's really a matter. It's really just a minhag. It's a minhag.
No, but the minhag, I'm saying the way it works, it's just a matter. It's not a mitzvah. So it's not a kallah.
Right. But if it was a real matter, we'd make a bracha on it.
Bro,
but it's not a real matter. I mean, it's not even a real. It's not. Yeah. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that even if the Noda Yehuda believed there was some level of tumas minhag here, which he doesn't believe in, but even if he did believe in it, you're still saying it's just a matter. Okay, but then it's a matter. I don't know. The way that the Noda Yehuda is viewing it is that it's not that there's any tumah here. There's no tumah here. There's no deraisa, no derabanan. There's no such thing as tumah minhag. We made a minhag and make this. There's no tumah here.
It's like you're saying that the mashal will hold that you don't make a brush on this cable. The ram holds the only brush on this cable. Try this, because there's no mitzvah essence to tell which I'm not doing it. It's a matter. You deraisa. Required as a matter. No
Okay, let's talk about it afterwards. That's interesting. Okay, just got a good end. So, he brings a raya, a very nice raya from the Rush, the Russian end of Yuma.
Who's he?
The Noda Yehuda, in Dagomir Miravava. He brings a raya about, the Rush said, brings a Rav Sadia Gaon, who says that when someone goes to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, Rav Sadia Gaon says you make a bracha, because even though it's a minhag, but Rav Sadia Gaon held you can make a bracha on a minhag. Now the emes is there, a little, yeah. Yesh Lodim, could be there really is a chefs of tefillah there because the person's a balkari. It could be the din of going to mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur is just a din of balkari. So there is a chefs of tahara happening. Could be. Well, lemaisa, what the Rush writes back, the Rush writes, no, you can't make a bracha on a mitzvah. You can't make a bracha, sorry, on a minhag. And even though you're going to the mikveh here, it's no matter because it's purely a minhag. And a minhag can't make any din. You can't say that you're going to the mikveh and a mikveh is a mitzvah. No, mikveh is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the matter. The bracha is going on the tahara. But there's no tahara here. There's no tahara here. Or even if there is a tahara here, there's no tahara that's needed here. There's no, maybe the sound someone touches the sheretz and goes to the mikvah, they don't make a bracha because there's no need for that tefillah. So since you're doing something that there's no need for it, there's no need for the tahara here, so therefore it's just a minhag, you don't make a bracha on it. What? I don't know if that's true. Yeah, you know that's true?
Yeah, he's not coming from Kerry. He was at the
Dwins for location. Maybe because you're about Kerry.
Yeah, that's it. No,
let me check it out. Let me check it out. Yeah? Okay, so let me check that out. Fine. So that's what the Naidu Buddha says. If the Naidu Buddha says, he says no such thing as tefillah because of minhag making a bracha. So the Chassam Sefer, so he has a tshuva on this, Siman Kuf Tzadi Alf, and he's melamed. Okay, I just want to finish quickly. But he's melamed the chus on the minhag. The minhag, which is the minhag by him, was that they did make a bracha on Dan Torah. Now that's the minhag. I want to tell you it's the minhag. Probably even by Sfarim, I guess it's the minhag, because what woman ever heard that you go to the mikvah and you don't make a bracha? So even to call it a minhag, it's hard to even call such thing a minhag. But the Maisa, people were doing that, and the Chassam Sefer is melamed the chus, and his chus was. Yeah, I don't want to go over time, but we have. His lamas is like this. He says, you're right. You don't make a bracha on a minhag. But there is one minhag that we finally make a bracha on, and that's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. Right? Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, his pasha is considered a minhag. And Afal Pikin, the Gemara says in B'mei Madlikin, that on second day Yom Tov, second day Pesach, when you eat your marar, you make a bracha al achilas marar. How do you do that? It's just a minhag. So the Gemara says, Kehechi delo lezalzalu bo. You don't want people to be mezalzal on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. So Mameila, we treat it as if it was a real din. So therefore, the Chassam Sefer says, we mentioned this back when we were talking about in the first year, that there's so you shouldn't be mezalzal in it. So he says, here too, so there, since people shouldn't be mezalzal in the Chumrah of Dam Torah, so therefore the minhag is that they make a bracha. It says like this, in a chinami, a minhag doesn't require a bracha. There's no need, I'll tell this brachos, to make a bracha on a minhag. But if a minhag is to make a bracha, so there should be mezalzal on the minhag, so therefore that's okay. It's not considered a bracha vatala because you're doing it in order, for a reason, in order to uphold the minhag. Right? Just like, so Yom Tov Sheni, we want to uphold Yom Tov Sheni, people will feel funny keeping Pesach if we don't make believe it's really Pesach, and eating Marah, and we don't really believe it's real Marah, so therefore we say make a bracha. So he says, so too by Dan Torah, he says we should make a bracha so that women won't be mezalzel in Dan Torah.
Okay.
Right. So the emphasis is, you're right. You're pointing out that really Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios is really treated as a suffix deraisa.
And
more reason to say it was treated as a real drabbanon. Bechlal, what he's suggesting here is that a minhag. That the minhag should be mechay, that you shouldn't be mezalzel in it, you should make a bracha. It's a big chiddush. Right? It's enough that we have the minhag to go to the mikvah, but to say that we're willing to be matter of bracha, so you shouldn't be mezalzel on the minhag. Like, what's so bad if you were mezalzel on the minhag? Right? So the kitzur is the pashas is not more pashas is not to make the bracha. The meisa in svarmos will say that you do make the bracha.
You do?
Most svarmos say you should make a bracha. I'm just saying, Pashas, I wouldn't make a bracha.
You would not.
Okay, Yeshkech Gil, I'm just going to end because everyone has to run tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, thank you. I don't remember. I would bet he would say not to make, right. I would definitely.
My bet would be he would say, really, she should make a bracha, but anyone else doesn't have, like, if she wants to go.
Right, he's given a little bit because he.
even one of them was a tshuva. Yes, guy. Shosanik
Tzayin. Right. Rabbi Hanos in the Yav Koach.
I don't remember.